You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. Hey, good day, podcast audience. I am coming to you live. This is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, and I am your podcaster, Ken Hodge. I'm coming at you today with a different format. As everyone knows, I'm from New Jersey, and I got my man in New Jersey, Alvin Wilson, out of Parlor, New Jersey. That's my man, 100 grand all day, 24/7. He sends me this music, Louis Vega. If you understand who Louis Vega is, no more needs to be said. So I do not own the rights, but Louis, yo, I'm showing you mad love on the podcast today. Because for the next 15 minutes, see, I'm going to talk over a beat or a playlist from Louis Vega, Louis Vega's music. And I want you to know, yes, Louis, I'm honored. So I'm going to give you a Jersey vibe for these 15 minutes. I hope you can appreciate it. But Al, hey, this is for you. Let's go. Hey, Kenny Hodge on the show today. I'm going to talk to that new employee. When I say new, in this case, I'm talking to that postal employee. It doesn't matter if you are a mail handler, clerk, or a letter carrier. Now, not so much the letter carriers. I'm not really going to address letter carriers because I've not been around letter carriers in some time. But that mail handler and that clerk, most of the times I see you working, most of you, I'm sorry to say this, but most of you don't know what should take place. And it's really sad because I see nobody there to try to get you on track. Now don't get me wrong. Don't take this wrong. You know how to get the job done, but your methods are very unconventional. I'm going to start talking to those clerks for a second. Hold on. I got to feel this for a minute. If you don't like club music, house music, then you don't understand what you're hearing in the background. But New York, Chicago, Philly, you get it. Yeah, you get it. And I'm not saying that's the only place, but Alvin Wilson sending me Louis Vega. Hey, well, here we go. Clerks, you know for a fact that there's no reason for you to run one of those delivery barcode sorters by yourself. But because, and it's amazing how you really understand the Postal Service goal to get that mail out of the building. Now, once again, here you are an employee. You're not management, but you understand the Postal Service's goal to get that mail to the employee. So you take it, I mean, the supervisors are directing you to do it, but you violate safety protocol running that machine by yourself when you do not have to, but you do it. And you know what you get in return for that? Hard way to go from management. Let's call it like it is. I mean, let's tell it like it really is. They don't show you an extra dose of love and appreciation for what you do. And honestly, they should be giving you bonuses every week for what you do in that office. Discipline should not be a part of, and I'm talking to the APWU folks right now, discipline should not be a part of anything in postal management's vocabulary right now because of what APWU clerks do on a regular. There are enough clerks running those barcode sorters by themselves that management should say, because of what they do, the rest of the members get a pass. I'm sorry, I believe that. Now, it may sound crazy, but I'm telling you, if the APWU members went by their contract and they put one person on that machine as per the contract at startup. Go ahead, Louis. I'm sorry, from time to time that music hits me like that and I'm going to interrupt, but let's get back. I'm going to stay on track. if the APWU member only put one clerk on that machine at startup and teardown, as per their contract, let me tell you something. The post office would be in a real bad predicament. Now, with all the people you hear the post office hiring and converting, I don't know anywhere else, but you stop down in the average plant. Well, I won't even say the average plant. You come into Columbus, Ohio, and see how many machines have one person on them. Now, if you ask management, they're going to tell you that's not happening. But if you go in there and look, sure it's happening. And you know what? It's because of the diligence of enough APWU members that happens. No, it's got nothing to do with outstanding supervision. It has zero to do with that. It's got everything to do with the employee really understanding the Postal Service's goal and commitment and willingly violate their contract and some safety issues to get it done. And you would think the post office would be very gracious to the APWU members for doing that. Nah, not our company. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go over to the mail handler craft. Every day, and again, I can only talk about the facility in which I work, Columbus, Ohio. Hold on 1 second while I listen to this beat a minute. Al Wilson, Parlor, New Jersey, sending me Louis Vegas. Oh, man, I wish you make me want to send this podcast or extend it for 3 hours so the audience could hear the full tape. But listen, you can go on iTunes and download this. You can get this app, Louis Vega's Lockdown Sessions, on xCloud. So if you enjoy you gotta feel that you got how could you not like that? See, I always gotta try to pick up a little mix in there, you know. I can't leave it alone. Let's get back to the NPMHU, mail handlers. Let me tell you, again, awesome contribution to the overall success of Postal Service, particularly Columbus, Ohio. Yes, I talk some smiggity smack on a regular about you not following protocol, but let me show you how you flip that over. How you smack it, flip it. And this is how you do that. You know how I'm always telling you, if you are a level 4, stop arbitrarily getting on equipment as a level 5? Well, I still want you to stop. I still want you to stop getting on that equipment. But let me tell you something. Because you also understand the Postal Service's mission. Contrary to me asking you to stop, you continue to do it, and because you do, you help expedite mail out of that building. Again, nothing to do with postal management, because if postal management was smart, they would make abundance of level 5 positions, since everybody in the building drives anyway. But they don't. Level 4 still do it, so you go above and beyond every day.
It's Expansions NYC Sam's new and fresh.
Hold on.
Fresh out of the studio. Fresh from lots of talented.
You're hearing this live. Yeah, this is how they get down.
First track you heard was called Oh My Lord. That is a spinner remix. Danilo Braca. Now my brother Ed Soul. That's featuring Newtown Soul. It's called Change the World. Worldwide FM Live. What's up, everybody on Twitch in the chat room? Feeling good. Club is filling up. Everybody on Mixcloud, live with Worldwide and the worldwidefm.net family. Let's take a trip, check out some new sounds. Enjoy.
You go above and beyond, mail handlers. Performing level 5 work for level 4 pay. You would think that in appreciation or in a show of gratitude, the Postal Service would also say, because there are enough mail handlers doing an extraordinary job, we're going to also be very lenient with discipline. Not the case. Not the case. And I think it's time that unions step up and say, you know what? Hey, we got to call the Postal Service on some of this, man. You know, we are giving a lot, and we're not getting anything in return for this. This is Kenny Hodges, and I'm live on the podcast. And the only way we're going to be able to change this, we got to get active, folks. Enough of us have got to get active and support your unions, man. And again, you got to, I know what your frustration is in that area. It seems that people in your union don't have that, that what you need to go get stuff done. Sometimes, I think it's going to take a little more motivation from the members to wake those union officials up a little bit. They are elected officials, so we put them in office, so we have to go at motivating and moving them forward maybe a little more aggressively. You understand what I'm saying? Some people you can nudge. Some people you got to nudge a little harder. But again, if they're there, then we have to make sure we work through them or we got to get them to move a little more for us. We don't discount anybody. If you're there, what can we do to get you to do what it is that we need done? That's the question. Because we need a lot of stuff done, y'all, on both sides. Because status quo, nah. Yes, what was happening yesterday is no good anymore. With this new workforce, I think folks should start demanding more. Because I'm looking at a lot of postal employees getting walked out of places, man, that, I'm saying a lot unnecessarily. And there doesn't seem to be anything anyone can do. And that's crazy. That's crazy, y'all. And we got to wake up. Hey, listen. New format, live format. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll know by the number of downloads. But again, this is your podcast at Kenny Hodges. I'm talking to you how I talk when I talk with my friends, not at a business meeting, but this is how we kick it when we kick it. Once again, my man Al, as always, son, as always, kid. Yo, I ain't even got to say no more. But you were listening to Louis Vega, and again, you got the information. If you like what you heard, download it. Have a wonderful day. This is Kenny Hodges. We're gonna let Louis Vega's music take us out. Hey, special shout out to Louis Vega, the man, the legend, and Worldwide FM Net. If you like the music, please, you can go to Worldwide FM Net and download it. If you do like it, pass it along and let them know you heard it on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.